Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 9th of June 2024. Today's topic is The Righteous Rechab Bites. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 35 verses 13 through 19. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Saith the Lord. The words of Jonadab the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. Verse 15. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab the son of Rechab have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you. Verse 19. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Our memory verse today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 35 verse 13. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Saith the Lord. Drink a little wine was the instruction given by Jeremiah, who had the status of a pastor, to the Rechabites. But they refused. Though these children of Rechab knew Jeremiah as a prophet, they refused his insistent pressure to drink wine. They refused to compromise their conviction. Sadly, today, unlike the Rechabites, many youths are easily influenced to do what is wrong, and they find it difficult to say no. Worldly pleasures and allurements coming from friends at school, at home, in church and other places are forcing many youths to change their convictions. The Word of God is clear on the stand we should take when suggestions to do evil come to us. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10. Do not agree with evildoers, as they would be punished by God at the end of time if they do not repent. God expects us to remain righteous like the Rechabites until the end of our lives. If you lack the power to say no to evil suggestions, seek God's face for salvation from sin. Quote for the day. Do not agree with evildoers. The challenge for today is, are you righteous? Prayer. Holy Father, give me power to say no to temptations. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.